This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Old Testament lays considerable stress on fasting. In the 8th century before Christ, the prophet Joel pled for the Israelites to engage in a fast. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord, Alas for this day! For the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Joel 1:14-15. The New Testament also mentions fasting, but not so often as does the Old. When the Holy Spirit had chosen Paul and Barnabas to depart from Antioch of Syria to begin their missionary tours, they prayed and fasted and commended them to the Lord, on whom they had believed. Acts 14:23. We also remember that Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Matthew 4:2. Millions of people through the ages have practiced fasting. But is fasting obligatory on all Christians? There is no question of the benefits of fasting for some people on some occasions. But so far as I can discern, there is no biblical requirement that Christians fast. But when Christians do fast, there are biblical regulations governing their fasting. Matthew 6 lays down principles that regulate our giving. Matthew 6:1-4. Our praying. Matthew 6:5-16. And our fasting. Matthew 6:16-18. Will you please give attention to what Jesus said about fasting? Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that you may not appear unto men to fast, but unto your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Matthew 6:16-18. Have you ever heard television evangelists boast about their religious commitment? I remember hearing a prominent television preacher speak on tithing. He did not understand that tithing is an Old Testament obligation, not a New Testament one. Then he said, in effect, My wife and I have always given more than 10% of our income. I certainly applaud those men and women who are generous with their money, but to boast of our generosity is exactly what Christ forbade. When you give alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand does, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Matthew 6:3-4. The same principle applies to praying. It is not unusual to hear some preacher brag about praying all night. Praying unquestionably belongs to the life of every Christian. The New Testament is filled with exhortations to pray. Paul urged his brothers and sisters at Thessalonica, Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. The same apostle told the Philippians, Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. But our prayers, except for public prayers in the assembly, should not be announced from the housetops. When you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall reward you openly. Matthew 6:6. These verses from Matthew 6 are designed to prevent our making a show of our devotion to the cause of Christ. How sad when those who claim to be Christians have to go around telling people how truly religious they are. Would it not be better to learn of our commitment to Christ by what they witness in our lives? Our Christianity should show in our faces, in our relationship to others, and in our regular worship of God Almighty. Remember what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Thank you, and may God bless you.